Father, in the College of Joseph, Honorable Presbytery, the Diaconate in Christ, all the clergy and the people, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For Metropolitan Bulos and Archbishop Yohanna, and for their quick release from captivity and safe return, let us pray to the Lord. For our president, civil authorities, and armed forces, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this city and every city and countryside, and the faithful who dwell therein, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For healthful seasons, abundance of the fruits of the earth, and peaceful times, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For travelers by sea, by land, and by air, the sick, the suffering, the captive, and for their salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For our deliverance from all tribulation, wrath, danger, and necessity, let us pray to the Lord. Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace.
Lord, have mercy.
All whose remembrance are all holy, immaculate, most blessed and glorious Lady, the birth giver of God and ever Virgin Mary with all the saints, let us commend ourselves and each other and all our life unto Christ our God.
For unto thee art of all glory, honor, and worship, to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages.
Yeah.
Thou sanctified a virgin womb. spread to the orthodox people whom thou hast loved, O only lover of mankind.
Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For holy art thou, O our God, and unto thee we ascribe glory, to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever.
And to the ages of ages.
By whom it is justified that he lives. One might even say that Levi himself, who receives tithes, paid tithes throughout Abraham, for he was still in the loins of his ancestor when Melchizedek met him. Now, if perfection had been attainable through the Levitical priesthood, for under it the people received the law, what further need would there have been for another priest to arise after the order of Melchizedek, rather than one named after the order of Aaron? For when there is a change in the priesthood, there is necessarily a change in the law as well. For the one of whom these things are spoken belonged to another tribe, for which no one has ever served at the altar. For it is evident that our Lord was descended from Judah, and in connection with that tribe, Moses said nothing about the priest. This becomes even more evident when another priest arises in the likeness of Melchizedek, who has become a priest, not according to a legal requirement concerning bodily descent, but the power of an indestructible life. For it is witness of him, thou a priest forever, after the order of Melchizedek.
Peace be to you, reader.
And to your spirit. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Gentiles, and the glory of your people Israel.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
This time at hand, let us hear the Holy Gospel.
Reading is from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke.
Glory to thee,
Lord. Glory to thee. Let us be attentive.
At that time, the infant Jesus was brought up to Jerusalem by his parents to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every male that opens a womb shall be called holy to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice according to what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And this man was righteous and devout, looking for the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Spirit was upon him, and it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And inspired by the Spirit, he came into the temple. And when the parents brought in the Christ Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law, he took them up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles, and for glory to thy people Israel. And Joseph and his mother marveled at what was said about him, and Simeon blessed them and said to Mary his mother, Behold, this child is set for the fall and rising of many in Israel, and for a sign that is spoken against, and a sword will pierce through your own soul also, that thoughts out of many hearts may be revealed. And there was a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was of great age, having lived with her husband 7 years from her virginity, and as a widow till she was 84. She did not depart from the temple, worshiping with fasting and prayer night and day. And coming up at that very hour, she gave thanks to the Lord and spoke of him to all who were looking for the redemption in Jerusalem. And when they had performed everything according to the law of the Lord, they returned into Galilee, to their own city Nazareth. And the child grew and became strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him.
Glory to thee.
Please be seated.
Give us a chance to reflect on the meaning of them in our lives and
what it means as we live today in our walk with Christ. But what struck me more than anything else, and maybe it will strike you, if not, I'll call it to your attention, is that we do the same thing. Every time a child is born, and the mother and father, and God willing, the godparents to be, because it's usually occurring before baptism, will be with them. I think that happens very often, actually. They bring the child to the back of the church. Right? You've seen this? Right? Yes? Give me some nods, looking down. We church the mother and the child. The mother comes back from a time of recovery to enter back into the life of the church. And the child, for the first time in his life, is presented to the church. Just like Christ was presented in the temple by his parents. We see this feast lived out frequently in the life of our very fertile parish. It's a beautiful thing. And the child then is prayed over at the entrance into the church. Father Joe takes the child in his arms, and we can see the image of Simeon taking up the child in his arms, right? And he takes that child and he prays for that child, lifted up to the icon of Christ and Mary, or if it's a male child, our tradition is to take it into the altar, around and back out to the parents. One thing we don't do, he and I were discussing that this morning, and I forget where we left off, is we don't, although we could, say as Simeon did, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace, for mine eyes have seen thy salvation. Of course, this is not Christ, and Father Joe is not Saint Simeon, but that would kind of really paint the picture for us of how that feast, that presentation of a child, that offering of a child by its parents to our God, happens every time we as parents bring a child for a church. And we are even more blessed because in the Old Testament, it was only the first male child. It wasn't a daughter. It wasn't the second male child. It was only the first. We are blessed because we're able to bring every child that's born to be offered up to God, to be offered up to live a life in the church and to be dedicated to our Lord. And you know that offering begins with prayers that we rarely say because of this timing and circumstance. We've fallen away from saying these prayers. There are prayers to be said immediately after birth. There are prayers to be said at the naming of a child. And then, of course, the churching. And then as we continue in our life in Christ to dedicate that child to the Lord, then there's a baptism, right? So there's a number of times of prayers and offering and services where we offer that child, as we say in the liturgy, we offer ourselves and one another and our whole life to Christ our God. Kind of brings to mind for me that we often complain when we're asked to make a financial contribution to the church. You know, God doesn't want much of our money. Not to go down that road very far. He doesn't want much of our money. But he wants all of us. Body, mind, soul, every thought, every step, everything we do, he wants it to be in him. So, coming back from that little excursion, I often wonder when parents bring that child, when godparents as well are here, and parents and grandparents and aunts and uncles and everyone else in the family. I often wonder if they've read those prayers. If they know, because if you're like me, when you're in the middle of prayers being said over you in the church, especially the first time, it's really hard to kind of hear them, to concentrate on them, because you're so caught up in the moment. So to take those prayers and read them before the event, or to reflect on them from the days after the event, I would guess, based on my own behavior and others that I know, that very few of us do that. Very few of you can come up right now and tell me what are said in those prayers. What do you pray might happen with your child when you bring it for a church? When you bring it for baptism? And if we don't know what we are asking God to do in the life of our child, how are we able to do our part of that work? Because God is not work alone. Sure, every once in a while we might see this unbelievable miracle of God, where he takes a child from a severely broken, dysfunctional home, a family where there might be abuse and all kinds of insanity and craziness, and that child turns out to be a true child of God, a saint, a leader amongst Christians. But God is looking for our help. And he says, you're asking me for this. Show me what you're doing in your life to make it happen. You're asking me for this for your child. What are you doing in your home that it might become a reality? What environment are you providing your child? What correction? What patience? What gentleness? What love? So I often wonder when we come for a church and we celebrate, when we come for a baptism, really celebrate, are we just going through a rite of passage? Are we just spending a lot of money on a video and fixed picture event to make a wonderful scrapbook for wonderful memories and nostalgia? You know, immediately after a child is born, we might read these prayers. That the cross might be at the center of their lives. The cross. Sacrifice. Death. Suffering. That they might flee, run, escape from the vanity of this world. And that they might follow the commandments of God. Blessed art thou, O Lord, teach me thy commandments. And that they might receive the precious body and blood of Christ. And at the end of their lives, they might enter into the kingdom of heaven. At that churching, we ask the Lord to bless the child, to increase in him the kingdom, to sanctify that child, to set him apart, to give virtue to that child. Virtue. Virtue is a very hard thing to live in our lives. It requires us to give up a great deal. We ask that that child be given understanding, and that in due time that child might be numbered among the flock of Christ. And at baptism, we ask that that old, human, corrupt, fallen person might die and live again in Christ. And none of those things will happen if we aren't working just as hard as we work to put a roof over our family's head and food on the table. Matter of fact, we probably even need to work with greater vigor and more energy on making sure that Christ is in our midst. So, that begs the question, what must we be doing? Well, first of all, we need to be trained. We need to draw close to Christ. We need to have a life of prayer. You know, at a baptism where we're dedicating a child to Christ, there are scores, if not hundreds, in attendance. And there is a wonderful celebration. Thanks be to God, it is an event to be celebrated. We offer that child to Christ. But at the great feast, this one, it's a model for us for offering our children to Christ. If it was not occurring on a Sunday, there would be enough people here for you to be able to be counted on less than 2 hands. Last night at Vespers, the crowds of the baptism I did not see, and most sad of all, I saw very few children. As a matter of fact, take a moment. Look to your right. Look to your left. I know it's hard. Curve your neck around and look behind you. Look. Look. Do you see any children? Thanks be to God for it. What a beautiful show. Are we dedicating our children to Christ when we don't even bring them to the Holy Liturgy and receive the body and blood of our Lord? Lord, have mercy on us and help us. You know, our Lord, is plenteous in mercy. He's slow to anger. He waits. And I thank God he waits. Because only in these latter years of my life do I even have a little sense that I started to draw close. Even a little. He will be patient with us, mothers, fathers, godparents, grandparents, aunts, uncles. He will be patient with us. But at some point, he asks. You ask me for this. You ask me that I would bless you, God. You ask that the cross would be the center of his life. What will the Lord say to us if we are not working to do this? And what will he say at the end of our lives when we can no longer make change, when we pass from this world to the next? These are the things we need to be asking ourselves. These are the things we need to be helping our young people with in the church, our bearing children. And we ourselves need to help and encourage them at all times, both by our presence here and by our encouraging them to be here. So read the prayers. You might find them interesting even if you're not ready to have another child. Or they'll help you to help another. God helps us all. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. Blessed peace.
Thank you, Deacon Michael. Just a few announcements. First of all, we have our Valentine Gala coming up on Friday. They're going to be selling tickets. They've been selling tickets. They've sold sponsorships. I don't know if it's still possible, if you'd like to be a sponsor, to be a sponsor. But they'll have a table set up in the hall during the coffee fellowship. And you can get your tickets for that evening there. You can also get raffle tickets. If you see in today's bulletin, there's two wonderful items that they're going to be raffling off. And they've changed the prices of that for one raffle ticket for $50 and three for $100. So if you're interested, if you have any more questions, please, please, please stop by the table about the Valentine Gala during the coffee fellowship. Also very important is next Sunday we have our Godparent Sunday. If you haven't had an opportunity to invite your godchildren or for your godchildren to invite their godparents, the invitations are out in the lounge on the shelf out there. Please do it this week so we can have a wonderful event next week for our godparents and their godchildren. We'd like to welcome, is Terry here? No, then we won't welcome them. We'll welcome Louis, though, from St. George in Grand Rapids. It's nice to have you here visiting. He's visiting his grandmother. We also like to welcome all the family and the friends of the Babar family that are here for the memorial. And we'd like to give our sympathies to Jamil and for also Elias Rishmawi on the falling asleep of their uncle and brother-in-law. And also the falling asleep of Adabia, that is the aunt, of Wafa and Elias and Najwa. Am I missing anything? Oh yeah, it's Super Bowl. 6:30. Anyway, for Cesar, I think you're the only team here that was here Wednesday. I'm 2-1. If we could all please stand up.
Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace, wisdom,
incarnate always by thy might, we may ascribe glory unto thee, to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages.
Amen. No one who is the Bible desires the pleasures of life. He is worthy to approach the draw nigh to serve thee of these words. But to serve thee is a great and fearful thing, even to the heavenly power. Nevertheless, you are the people of humblest one toward mankind that has become man. Thou
Oh,
all of you and all Orthodox Christians, may the Lord God remember his heavenly kingdom, always, now, and ever, unto the ages of ages.
Our Father, Metropolitan Joseph, Archbishop Anthony, the Episcopal Church, priests, deacons, monks, and nuns, and all our brotherhood in Christ, the President of our country, all civil authorities, our armed forces in defense of peace and freedom everywhere, especially those serving from our community, the sick and the suffering, the poor, the needy, the afflicted, and the homeless. May the Lord God remember his heavenly kingdom, always, now, and ever, and unto ages of ages. Those who have offered this holy oblation, and those for whom it is offered, especially your servants, Metropolitan Paul and Archbishop John, who are in captivity, Bishop Alexander, the priest Robert, Sahar, Hussam, Asma, Wadia, Naila, Emil, Levi, Vera, Alex, Paniotis, Vera, Avery, Maria, Miriam, Elias, Phyllis, Shauna, Don, Joanne, Daisy, Ahmad, Nawal, Nimmer, Sally, Nuffley, Nicola, George, Adam, Ida, Deborah, Eva, Nicholas, Elaine, Michael, William, Lois, Peter, Joanne, Shafika, Patricia, Fred, Karen, Albert, Gideas, Connor, Isa, and their family, Renee and Rakan and Dina and Leif, who are expecting, those who are celebrating their birthdays, Ronald, Victoria, Christina, Stephanie, Ivan, Fabia, Ian, Victor, Anam, Isabella, Jane, and Olga, all first responders, and all those suffering throughout the world, especially in the Middle East and here in the city of Flint, the supporters and benefactors of our parish, and the members of our parish council, ladies auxiliary, teen soil, altar servers, altar society, chapters, choir, church school, ushers, OCF, and preschool ministry. May the Lord God remember his heavenly kingdom, always, now, and ever, and unto ages of ages. All Orthodox servants of God, departed this life, and the hope of life everlasting in the kingdom of heaven, especially your servant Abdullah, and your newly departed servants, Nicholas, Margaret, Amal, Dennis, May, Archpriest Patrick, Harry, Hannah, and Adiba, may the Lord God remember his heavenly kingdom, always, now, and ever, and unto ages of ages. You and all Orthodox Christians, may the Lord God remember his heavenly kingdom, always, now, and ever, and unto ages of ages.
Our deliverance from all tribulation, right? danger and necessity, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace. Let us ask of the Lord. An angel of peace, a faithful guide and guardian of our souls and bodies, let us ask of the Lord. Pardon and forgiveness of our sins and transgressions, let us ask of the Lord. All things good and profitable for our souls and peace for the world, let us ask of the Lord. That we may complete the remaining time of our life in peace and repentance, let us ask of the Lord. A Christian ending to our life, painless, blameless, peaceful, and in the defense before the fearful judgment seat of Christ, let us ask of the Lord. Calling to remembrance our all-holy, immaculate, most blessed and glorious Lady, the fail-to-hope sinner, Virgin Mary, with all the saints, let us commend ourselves and each other and all our life unto Christ our God.
Passion, the only begotten Son, with whom thou art blessed, together with thine all holy and good and life-giving Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Assalam,
let us love one another, that with one accord we may.
our existence into being, and when we had fallen away, didst raise us up again, and didst not cease to do all things, until thou hast brought us up to heaven and hast endowed us with thy kingdom which is to come. For all these things we give thanks unto thee and to thy only begotten Son and to thy Holy Spirit, for all things of which we know and which we know not, and for all the benefits bestowed upon us, both manifest and unseen. And we give thanks unto thee also for this ministry, which thou hast vouchsafed to receive at our hands, even though there stand beside thee thousands of archangels and 10,000 of angels, the cherubim and the seraphim, six-winged, many-eyed, soaring aloft, borne on their wings, singing the triumphal hymn, shouting, proclaiming, and
worship for all those who in faith have gone before us to their rest,
forefathers, fathers, patriarchs, prophets, apostles, preachers, evangelists, martyrs, confessors, ascetics, and every righteous spirit made perfect in faith, especially our all holy, immaculate, most blessed and glorious Lady, the Theotokos, and of the Virgin Mary.
As we forgive those who trespass
and in the multitude of thy mercy hast brought all things from nothingness into being. Do thou thyself, O Master, look down from heaven upon those who have bowed their heads unto thee, for they have not bowed down into flesh and blood, but to thee, the fearful God. Therefore, O Master, do thou thyself distribute these gifts here spread forth unto all of us for good according to the individual need of each. Voyage with those who sail by sea, journey with those who travel by land and air. Heal the sick, thou who art the physician of our souls and body. Through the grace and compassion and love toward mankind of thine only begotten Son, with whom thou art blessed, together with thine all holy and good and life-giving Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Hear us, O Lord Jesus Christ, our God, from thy holy dwelling place, and from the throne of the glory of thy kingdom, and come to sanctify us, O thou who sits on high with the Father, and art here visibly present with us, and vouchsafed by thy mighty hand to impart unto us an immaculate body and precious blood, and through us unto all the people. O God, be gracious unto me, the sinner. O God, be gracious unto me, the sinner. O God, be gracious unto me, the sinner.
Let us attend.
The holy things are for
brothers and sisters, lo, I draw near unto our mortal King and our God, the precious and all holy body of our Lord and God and Savior Jesus Christ, is imparted to me and him with the priest Joseph for the remission of my sins and of the life everlasting. Amen.
Thank you.
everyone worshiping with us on this day, especially all those from Our Lady of Lebanon Catholic Church of the Maronite Rite. Unfortunately, we cannot share communion between our churches, so I would ask that you just pray that God will grant all of us unity, and at some point that all of us together can share in the body and blood of Christ. As always, communion is for Orthodox Christians who are prepared with prayer, fasting, and recent participation in the sacrament of confession. We do have church school today, so please allow the teachers, the staff, and then the students to come forward. Thank you very much.
With fear of God in faith and love, draw near.
by thy precious blood, is a prayer for all the saints.
Remission of sins. And may hell, the resurrection of Christ, and the salvation of the holy Lord Jesus, and the sinless one. Thy cross, we adore, O Christ, and thy holy resurrection, be praised and glorified. Thou art our God, the Son, and the Son, and the call of the Holy. O come, all you faithful, let us adore Christ's holy resurrection, and love the cross of joy to me all the world. Ever blessed the Lord, let us see his resurrection, and find you in the cross for our sakes, he has destroyed death by death.
O God, save thy people, and bless thine inheritance.
Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens, and thy glory above all the earth. Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens, and thy glory above all the earth. Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens, and thy glory above all the earth.
Blessed is our God, always, now, and ever, and unto ages of ages.
Ages of ages.
with the spirits of the righteous be perfect. Give rest to the souls of thy servant, O Savior, and preserve them in that life of blessedness which is with thee, O thou who lovest mankind.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Thou art our God, who descended into Hades, and loosed the bonds of those who were there. Thyself give rest also to the souls of thy servants.
Christ our true God, through the intercessions of his all-immaculate, no blameless Holy Mother, by the might of the precious and life-giving cross, by the protection of the honorable bodiless powers of heaven, at the supplications of the honorable, glorious prophet, forerunner, and Baptist John, of the holy, glorious, and all laudable apostles, of our Father among the saints, John Chrysostom, Archbishop of Constantinople, whose divine liturgy we've celebrated, of the holy, glorious, and right victorious martyrs, of our venerable and God-bearing fathers, the great martyr George the Trophy Bearer, patron and protector of our community, of the holy and righteous ancestors of God, Joachim and Anna, and of all the saints, have mercy on us and save us, for as much as he is good and loves mankind. Through the prayers of our holy fathers, Lord Jesus Christ our God, have mercy upon us and save us. Bless, O Lord, the food and drink of your servants, especially the hands that have prepared it, and those who shall partake of it, for thou art holy, always, now, and ever, and unto ages of ages.